Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Climate change is hitting communities along the James River from the tiny city of Covington down to the industrial cities of Hampton Roads with increased flooding. But it's industrial areas next to the most vulnerable neighborhoods that concerns David Flores, a policy analyst who co-authored the Center for Progressive Reform report, Toxic Floodwaters.
Low-income communities, minority communities, other communities that are particularly vulnerable to disaster, especially in and around the Hampton Roads region and throughout the tidal portion of the James River watershed. We found hundreds of industrial facilities that are exposed to flooding and that are likely to use or store hazardous chemicals on site.
The Hampton Roads region, where flooding is a recurring problem, has already been working on climate change adaptation. Whitney Katchmark manages the Water Resources Program for the Hampton Roads District Planning Commission.
You know, we realize that there is a lot more work to be done on that front. Across the board, we're trying to look at all of our infrastructures and hazards and say, let's try to get ahead of the game.
The report makes recommendations to communities and state regulators on how to move forward in helping those people who are less likely to have means of adapting or evacuating during a toxic flood emergency. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.